The nation needs a few good poll workers. Actually, it needs a lot of them. With Election Day just 2 weeks away, officials say they're still short of the 1.5 million people needed to work at the polls. An increasingly complex voting process has made well-trained workers more important than ever, but it's also scared some volunteers away. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Poll working can sometimes be a thankless job with long hours and low pay. It's also become very complicated. After widespread problems at Maryland's polls in September, the state decided that many of its poll workers needed more training.
I need your signature here, sir.
So 200 election judges, that's what they're called here, gathered in downtown Baltimore last week to check in for a mandatory refresher course.
You can take the stairs here, or you can go down this hallway and take the elevator to the second floor.
Almost everyone here opts for the elevator. This is a pretty typical group, mostly female and mostly elderly. Upstairs, the poll workers are hit with a cacophony of directions on everything from opening the polls to setting up voting machines.
Unlock the legs, the lower legs, and pull, then lock. Pull and lock.
Instructor Lyle Henderson extends thin legs from a black plastic box that's about to become one of the scorekeepers of democracy.
We then rotate on its side, place our foot at the end to prevent sliding.
The poll workers watch intently as Henderson flips the box over, although some look confused. They might not have to set up the voting machines, but these judges are learning an important Election Day skill, troubleshooting. It's enough to make your head spin.
Your printer will only plug into the USB connections. Your network connection will only plug into the network connection.
You will take the sealed envelope and the remaining attached piece and place them both into this bag.
I have a canceled ballot. It just popped out. See it pop out?
Yeah.
If I know who the voter was, I write on his receipt, canceled ballot.
These poll workers say they're thrilled to be getting this extra training. In the primary, some of them never even saw the new equipment until they got to their precincts.
The training for the primaries was a real mess.
Nathaniel Waisbrot is one of the few young people here, a graduate student in computer science. He says there wasn't enough time to learn lots of things, including complicated procedures to protect the voting machines from tampering.
And then you put more seals on the keyhole and on the machine, and you write those numbers down. And then at the end of the election, you pull those off, check them again, and write them down again. Then you put new numbers on, write those down, and then you're done. So the primaries, none of that happened.
At least not in his precinct. Paul DiGregorio, head of the Federal Election Assistance Commission, says it's a challenge everywhere. About a third of the nation is using new voting equipment this year. There are also new ID requirements and special machines for the disabled.
We're asking somebody to come in, you know, to serve as a poll worker, and they might do it once or twice a year to learn all these rules.
The result is a lot of last-minute training and recruitment. Chicago still needs 1,200 election judges. Baltimore County needs about 250 more. Boone County, Missouri needs 100.
Americans lead busy lives, and many of them, you know, don't have time to serve as a poll worker. It's, you know, it's a situation where you have to commit to, you know, 14 to 16 hours a day.
So the Election Assistance Commission is trying to recruit more college students to work at the polls. It's also asking companies to give their employees time off if they volunteer. Poll worker pay has also been raised. In Baltimore, election judges now get $150.
I love to work this machine. I love this machine.
But it's clear a lot of people don't do it for the money. In Baltimore, poll worker Peggy Tramiel is upbeat, despite all she has to learn.
I read my book. They sent a big book. Can we carry our books with us when we go to the poll? In case something wrong, we go to the book and look in the book. That's all they have to do.
Her precinct was short-handed on primary day, but she says you just have to make do. Charlotte Patterson agrees. She's been working the polls for 8 years now and says she has no plans to stop.
When I turned 18, I got my voter's card. I've been voting ever since. I got involved in an election judge. That's a right that I was given. It's a constitutional right, and I'm going to continue on doing it.
That's the spirit that election officials hope will get them through this election day with as many workers and as few problems as possible. Pam Fessler, NPR News.